Welcome to the Spiritual Shock Podcast.
I thought this day was acting up. Anyway, I am Lyric Lamour, and this is Spiritual Shock. All right. Okay. You know, there's two topics actually in my head right now. It's a topic about traditions, and then it is a topic about being strong. I don't know if I should make this like two different episodes or what. Let's just take a couple deep breaths. The spirit, oh my God, the spirit guide me and lead the way. Oh my goodness gracious, how you doing? How your week was? You know what I'm saying? If your week was rough, guess what? It just means bigger and greater things is coming. If your week was great, hey, expect more, okay? You may not can be high and joyful and stay up and have everything wonderful and great happening to y'all all the time, but you sure can have it most of the time, okay? Anyway, let's talk about, you know what? This is going to be really simple. I'm going to be able to talk about both because I don't think I'm going to talk about it for too long. Something feels like it ain't going to be that long. All right, so let's talk about traditions. All right, traditions. We all got traditions. All different kinds. Traditions can go by cultures. It can go by, like, holidays. You have traditions for love. You have traditions for life. Traditions for kids. Tradition, family tradition. Like, life is really about traditions, you know? Everything has a little tradition to it, okay? And every culture has their own traditions. But let me tell you something. Some of these traditions are ridiculous. You know what the traditions were made for? Traditions were made to be broken. Because at the end of the day, this is what's wrong with life as human beings, period. We do get comfortable. I get comfortable. You get comfortable. I have my routine. You have your routine and everything. You be going to the same place. This is why I be trying to mix it up. Because even when I go out, I'm like, even if I want to go to Walmart all the time because I have a great Walmart gift card where I don't have to spend any money right now. You know, I just decide to go to different Walmarts, not always the same Walmart. Let's spice it up. Let's do a little something. And I trust my instincts. Some days I'm up. Some days I let the TV watch me and just take naps instead of me always watching the TV. A lot of the times the TV will watch me because I'd be like, you know what? Instead of watching you, how about you watch me for a change? And I take a good old rest and be knocked out. You know, I may wake up every now and then to see what's happening on the next show and to keep the infants, because that's what I did today. You know, sometimes you got to spice it up. You know, sing sometimes, play some music sometimes. Don't just always do the same. Spice it up, especially when you're at home and stuff all day and all night and stuff like that. Because Corona still got some of your favorite places locked down and stuff. But, you know, you know what I'm saying? Because you like to live life on the wild side. My friends and stuff, they be like, well, right now, my one associate, okay? That be like, well, you are wild. You want to do what? You like to do crazy stuff. You like to do crazy stuff. I am not doing none of that with you. I need friends that ain't afraid to skydive and bungee jump and do stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the kind of stuff I like to do. And all of it's closed right now. But guess what? When it open, I'm skydiving. As soon as it open, I sure am. Sure list. But anyway, traditions were made to be broken because life changed and you're supposed to expand. You're supposed to grow as a human being. You're supposed to know better. Some things that is tradition, you know that stuff ain't right, but no, it's tradition, you know, and we just, you know, this is the way it's always been. You know, a lot of people mess up their lives horribly by saying that this is the way it's always been. It's just always been this way. You know, being racist, you know, racism is just the way America was raised and we're going to continue racism. It's just stupid. It's stupid. Okay, just because it was always a certain way don't mean it ain't supposed to change. Life is always changing, okay? And if life ain't changing, guess what? You ain't living, okay? If everything is the same all the time, all your life, girl, no wonder why you sad and depressed, because this is about changing somewhere you ain't growing. Because if life ain't changing, if we ain't growing and we ain't becoming better, guess what? You ain't living. You gonna die, okay? That's facts. That's the reason why change is always happening, because if change is not happening, guess what? Guess what the next step is? Death, okay? No such thing as life, okay? But guess what? Energy is always forever. It just changes form, and there is no ending to it. So guess what? Change is always happening, okay? And the problem with traditions, you know what I'm saying? I know a lot of people, I be trying not to offend people, but sorry, that's just the way, this just part of the truth. The problems with religion, traditions, and all that stuff is that it is not allowed to expand. It's like, this is the word, this is the tradition, it is what it is, no exception. But human life, living your life, teaches you that there are a lot of exceptions, okay? So why can't traditions and religions have tradition, have exceptions and expand and grow? You know what I'm saying? Even a know-it-all knows they don't know it all, because there's nothing that you can do to really know it all, because there's always a new book written. Mm-hmm. Okay, do you know every, I always say this all the time, because it's true. Some people be like, you think you know it all. I don't think I know it all, but I do trust my spirit before I trust anybody else. That's fact. Okay. I know a lot about life because I pay attention and I trust my spirit and my gut and my soul. Okay. Before I trust any human being, because I already tried that, trusting human beings and putting your faith in human beings and, you know, hanging on to human beings and hanging on to your peers and your friends and all that stuff. And all that do is still make you, you still depressed and sad and unhappy, because half the time you really can't even be yourself with these people. Okay. And then you wonder why you all sad and depressed and lonely and all this stuff. Girl, you need to learn how to be by yourself and not feel lonely. You may be alone, but you never lonely, okay? Anyway, so that's not what we're headed to. But I tell you, I go with the flow. Whatever comes out of my mouth is what come out of my mouth. Okay, so, you know, at the end of the day, it's supposed to change. Because you ain't gonna know it all, and traditions don't know it all, and unfortunately, I hate to tell you, religion don't know it all, because religion is still based off a book from decades and decades ago, and it's not allowed to expand and grow with the times, okay? It's not allowed to, what human beings, what we do, because we're energy and source itself, expand and grow and become better and realize, okay, maybe that is wrong to not treat another person as a human being, when I know for a fact they're a human being just like me. They have arms, eyes, nose, lips, legs, and everything. Same blood. Whenever we go to the hospital and the doctors, we all got blood. We all human, okay? So, okay, why are we not treating each other as such? Well, that stuff, something we're still growing on, especially when it comes to certain races and traditions that people like to keep. But, you know, it's not, I'm not saying that you should just throw the whole tradition away. I'm just saying allow your traditions to expand, like you as a human being to expand. That's the reason why people be so uncomfortable in traditions, and that's the reason why people get frustrated and want to get free from traditions and everything. I'm getting this because I was watching The House of Ho, HBO Max original, and and a lot of traditions keep people upset, and then you upset and mad and hurt and angry about simple stuff. It's like, girl, calm down. It's tradition to tell your parents. Sometimes you just gotta let life happen, okay? That's what's wrong with tradition and religion and all this stuff. You are not meant to just be staggered in this one area and to just do a certain things a certain way. You are a unlimited spiritual being having a human experience. So, girl, this limitations is what makes a lot of people mad and upset and angry. And just watching that and seeing how the parents react and how the son is always people pleasing for his dad to make sure his dad is happy, and you're taking away your own happiness and all that stuff because of tradition, or should be done this way. When deep down inside, you even know, even your spirit and gut is telling you, I know this is what they said God wants, or this is what tradition is, but some, it don't feel right. Okay. A lot of times in a lot of these traditions, I noticed that women really are less than, and they don't have no power, even though in the home they really be really running it. But the men are always try to invert their power onto the women, and the women don't really have say and stuff. And that's wrong. Okay. And we have grown to know that it's wrong that women have the have a voice too, just like a man. And we learned that gay people have a voice too, just like straight people and bi people. Everybody got a freaking voice because everybody is human and everybody got that godlike energy and they are spiritual beings having a human experience, which needs expansion, forever growing, forever learning. So why can't you do it in traditions? And then you wonder why we messed up the way we messed up. Everybody worried about tradition and not worried about what's really right and wrong, okay? To be really honest, in the human standpoint, everybody is worried about tradition instead of what's right is wrong, because everything that is in tradition is not right. And we know better now, and yet and still. We let these traditions and all this other crap keep us down. Okay, keep us low vibration. You know them, some of that stuff, and tradition and religion and stuff is low vibration, but no. It's been like this all the time. This is just the way it is. Don't try to change it. And anybody that try to change it, y'all really be trying to go after them. That is so sad. But yet and still admire the freedom that they have. And thinking you can't get it. You can be free too if you just let go of all that craziness that you need to let go. It's all right to have traditions, but keep the good stuff and let the bad stuff and the things that don't feel good no more change. Okay? Especially when it's degrading another human being. Dang, doggone it. But anyway, that's all I want to say. Oh, and before I end this, I'm gonna go ahead and just put it in this. So I'm gonna have to name this like traditions and strong people or something. I don't know. Another thing, because I hear this a lot and because I've seen it in this show, I'm going to bring this up again. When it comes to strong people, this is the problem too. When this is with parents, friendships, whatever, when you have strong people in your life, independent people in your life, don't think that they don't need encouragement and love either. I see this a lot, and just watching this show brought it back up, because the father on the show said that because they don't really worry about the daughter or whatever, they know that she's strong. They allow them to do them, I guess, in a way. But they never told the daughter that. And the daughter really feels like the father do not like her and love the son way more better and all that stuff. And that's... And a lot, this is not the first time I heard it. This is not my first time experiencing it or anything like that. But it just came back to me after watching this show. And I said, I want to put it on my podcast. So here you go. Okay. And it's bad because not only has he not told his daughter, like, you're very strong and I love you because of it. And showing her brother all this love. And she's thinking, like, my parents don't really care about me. They don't really love me. And they go above and beyond for my brother and not for me. People... If you don't hear anything, even if you don't hear the traditions or anything, please hear me on this. You know, strong people are still humans. You do know that, right? Sometimes I'll be really in my head like, you do know strong people, independent people, even the people you look up and think is just so great and magical or powerful or whatever you think they are, so connected or whatever you believe, they are still human. You are spiritual beings having a human experience. I don't know how many times me and the spirit got to tell you this, but obviously we're going to tell you this to our last breath. And they said it's going to be eons and eons more that we're going to have to be saying this through other spiritual leaders and teachers. Okay, so it is what it is. But at the end of the day, we are all still human. They need love and affection and care just like anybody else. I know because I'm very independent and strong myself. And you still need somebody to love and care about you and ask you, are you okay? And tell you they love you and give you a hug and acknowledge you like, oh, you're a strong person and I admire that. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just telling, well, in this case on the show, instead of just telling a camera or some stranger, somebody, actually tell that person like, I admire your strength and all that stuff. And I may not seem like, it may seem like I don't care about you because, you know, strong people a lot of times ain't going to say it either because they don't want to. Just like her, she's not telling her dad that to his face because she don't really want to, like, hurt his feelings. Like, still have a lot of care. It's a lot of care and love going on. The problem is people have problems expressing it to strong people, I guess you can say. Maybe they're uncomfortable. I don't know what it is. But at the end of the day, that independent person, that strong person, that person you look up to, admire, even if they're celebrities and all that stuff, whatever you admiring and looking up to, or that family member, cousin, whatever, because we all know somebody strong, okay? Okay? That person still needs care, and they still need love. They want to be catered to sometimes, too, okay? Because, you know, a lot of times, strong people, we have to be so strong in the world, okay, I'm sorry, computer saying something, in a world that kind of, in a way, like I said about traditions, in the way admires your strength and your freedom, but also jealous of it and hate it at the same time. And then they also, a lot of times, people feel like you don't need anything or you don't need any help because you're so independent. Still, even if the independent person, the strong person that you know, say no or anything, at least tell them you love them. Like, well, I love you anyway. I care about you anyway. Hug them. And like, if you need me, I'm there. Just knowing that is a good thing. And I know in this world when people are bad or people are not mature and all that stuff, we cater to them a lot, and then the strong people and stuff just get left behind. But I just want to remind people that strong people, that independent person, that person that you say, wow, they just moving and doing, they still need love and affection and attention just like you and everyone else should know, okay? Because they are still human. They still need a touch, okay? They still need intimacy. If you're in a relationship, they still need to be told and hold and held, okay? And all that good stuff too, you know? And some people, and some things, you know, you gotta base it off the human person, off the human being you're interacting with, you know, because not everybody's gonna want somebody up under them, and not everybody's all huggy, but you know what I'm saying? Just try it out. Come on, like, hey, you know, you're always strong and independent, but I'm going to check on you because we always checking on that fool, and we don't, but we don't be checking on the strong people. Let me check on you. How you doing today? You know, I love you and all this stuff. And let me tell you, because I'm very strong and independent myself, very firm, okay? Very controlling when I want to be, okay? And I can be humble when I want to be too, okay? Because I'm not afraid. Because I know all great leaders know when to follow. But guess what? We just don't follow any and everything because we're leaders, okay? Don't ever get it twisted. I always let people know, oh, don't ever get it twisted. I may be following you right now because you ain't doing nothing wrong and I don't see nothing wrong. But that's what great leaders can do. We know how to follow and we know when to be, nope, not following that. And we will tell you about yourself, okay? Thank you very much, because that's what great leaders do, okay? You got to know how to follow, know when to lead, know when to speak up, know when to be quiet, because sometimes you be thinking I say everything, but sometimes I see things and I want to say something. But like I said, I listen to my spirit first to be like, nope, don't react. Don't say anything. Just keep it moving. And then sometimes I'm like, all right, say it now. And I do. Because I will always trust my spirit before I trust you. Okay. Anyway, but I just want to say that real quick. Anyway, so we're traditions. Let tradition expand and grow and become better and not so discriminatory and hateful, okay? Because there's a lot of hate and discriminatory and stuff in traditions and stuff, even in religion and stuff. It's like, this is, you know, when you really hear, like, dang, if you do that, you go to hell. And oh my God, if you're gay, you know, it's a sin. God don't like this. And if you do this, if you eat meat, God hates you and gonna, girl, it is a lot of hate and stuff. We need to expand that. You know better than that. You know that it's not love, at least now. Maybe back then they didn't know no better, but you know better now. Come on now. Come on, people. You know, that's why a lot of people decide that even if they are religion, they're saying, you know, I'm religious, but I'm also going to do this spiritual thing, this new age thing of meditation, okay? And law of attraction and all, and because I see something coordinating with that, you know what I'm saying? Because you know the truth. I don't want to, you know, I'm not going to fuss with y'all because you know better. Anyway, you wonder why you all unhappy and mad, just like the parents just all unhappy because the dude proposed and now he's still at now. Your stubbornness, let me tell you this right now, your unhappy stubbornness that you have is leaving you stubborn and unhappy, okay? It's messing up your life. You the one worried about it, okay? You the one, I always gotta remind people that you the one frustrated, okay? You the one mad, you the one angry, okay? And they be trying to put all of your, all that emotions on you. That ain't got nothing to do with me. You the one mad, okay? Don't get it twisted. We all gonna feel anger, pain, and sadness and stuff, you know, every now and then in our lives, but it should not be most of the time. And I find that traditions, because they're so flawed and messed up and don't expand or grow, that people are very unhappy most of the time. And that's not how life is supposed to work. If you didn't know that, now you know. Life is not supposed to be unhappy most of the time, okay? You need to learn how to control your emotions and control yourself and get yourself together so that you can find joy most of the time. I say this all the time. You may not can't have all the good and great things all of the time, but you sure can have that feeling and have things show up in your life and feel good about your life most of the time. Yes, stuff still happens in life, but that's going to be random and here and there and all that stuff, and sadness can come in. But when you look back in your life, I hope that when you look back, like, most of the time I was happy. I ain't gonna lie, majority of my life it was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Life still happened, you know, still had frustration, still felt every emotion, because you are supposed to feel every emotion, because you are a spiritual being having an experience, and that's why you got emotions and all different levels to them, so that you can feel them all throughout your lifetime at multiple occasions. And it's okay. It's okay. You know what I'm saying? But you the one walking around with all that angry like her parents, her daddy and stuff. You the one not trusting, you the one not being comfortable and allowing your kids to take over the business. You the one upset and mad. You the one moping around in a party, okay? A party. Everybody else is drinking and laughing and having a time. And what you doing? Moping around, being sad, being all upset because they didn't follow tradition. Girl, party with the rest of them. That's why people be wondering why their lives is so sad. You up here moping around, not having a good time in a party. While everybody else having fun and you in your feelings. Guess what? The daughter still was partying. The son was still having fun. You the one with them feelings, okay? Shit. So, I'm going to still put clean because I just said that on accident. Still a clean podcast, okay? Just excuse that one little word. But anyway, y'all better check yourself, because that's what people be, even people be trying. Girl, you trying to make me feel what you feel. Sorry, I am not you. I am not in your body. Unfortunately, I can't feel what you feel, and I don't want to feel what you feel, because I've been there, done that, trying to save everybody, feel what they feel, and guess what that led me into? Depression, stress, okay? Not living my best life, because I'm worried about other people that I ain't even should be worrying about, because they don't pay my bills, buy my clothes, or nothing. They don't do nothing, okay? But stalk, hawk, and be all up in my business. Don't be doing nothing for me, okay? I can't say I regret it. It was a learning experience, but I wasted a whole lot of years, okay, taking on other people's pains and taking on other people's traumas when I had my own pain, own trauma, own life to live, okay? Y'all better stop doing that stupid. It's stupid. It's stupid, okay? I ain't gonna cover it. I ain't gonna be nice. That is stupid, okay? That is dumb. Everybody up here living their best life and happy and partying and all that stuff, and you the one mad and upset and didn't want everybody else to be upset. That is your emotions. That's why when I'm emotional, I take care of business myself, because I know that's my emotion. And it's cool if somebody cares about you and try to be there for you, but don't get mad when people ain't, because that is your emotion. You the one mad. You the one upset. You the one want to be stubborn. You the one all hurt by tradition. You the one don't want to be part of the party, so you handle that, and that's why you be by yourself most of the time, okay? And people be saying that, oh, my friends didn't show up and I was just hurting, and girl, you was hurting while we was partying, okay? We still having a good time. That's your emotions. You can't be mad at that. Everybody always want to be mad, and because somebody ain't catering to your emotion, that's why it's your emotions. That it's not our emotions. That is your emotion. Oh my god, I don't care if that's the love of your life. It may hurt your feelings. Trust me. I know it may hurt your feelings. But at the end of the day, you got to realize this is my emotions. And nobody don't have to be there for you if they don't want to be there for you. Point blank. Okay? Just like if you lose your job, lose your house, lose your car, and everybody, my family and all that stuff. I learned that nobody don't have to help you if they don't want to help you. Because at the end of the day, there are plenty of times that people asked you for help and you did not help because you did not want to. And just because it's happening to you, now all of a sudden, no. Okay? It's the way life is. Grow the hell up and live it. Okay? Anyway, I think this ended up being longer than I wanted to be, but it was some truths as always because that's the only thing I can kick to you, because that's how powerful I am. And I already know I'm a spiritual leader and a teacher and a light bringer. You don't got to tell me. I already know who I am. I tell you who I am. Okay, I already know, girl. I already know. Thank you for listening. All right, all right. You better try to live your best life, because you don't, I don't even care if you, because I'm always honest. Most of the time, all I'm doing is watching TV and minding my business and singing and dancing and minding my business and all that stuff. And then I meditate and praying, and I already know manifestation is happening, because I already got the, I already told the universe what I want, and I'm relaxing and chilling in it. And when I get urges or anything, guess what? I follow them, because I know that these urges and stuff can lead me to my greatness, no matter how small. It all works out for the good. Good of you. And if you believe that, that's what you're gonna get. Okay, now it may take a while to show up, but I guarantee you it will show up. And where it may show up in little ways throughout your life, be grateful and thankful for that. Okay, be grateful. I am very grateful. It's the little things that be showing up to let me know, the universe let me know, our life let me know, your manifestation is working. Okay, all right. Better open your eyes and pay attention. Start worrying about your life, okay? Instead of all these traditions and all this stuff making you unhappy and sad and depressed and all stubborn and all stuck up and all that stuff and all mean at great places, okay? And great experiences. And you looking at the experience all wrong, because they ain't got nothing to do with other people. That's your mindset. Your mindset is the problem, okay? Because it be some good stuff happening and people still have attitude. They think that negative comments. They ain't got nothing to do with you. That is your mindset. If people is loving each other, you're like, ugh, all this lovey-dovey stuff and all that. That is your mindset. The way you're looking at it, and it's going to continue to be trash, and your life is going to continue to be trash because you thinking trash. Okay? Stop thinking trash, and then you won't have a trash-ass life. Sorry, I had to say it. Okay? Your mindset is the problem. Trust me. I know. I lived it for a very, very long time. Okay? But guess what? I got it now. And can't nobody in this world tell me I don't. Because I see for myself. Okay? And most of the time, it's going to be just for you to see and nobody else. Okay? That's why I don't speak everything and I don't talk about everything, even though it may seem like I do. But it's a lot of things that show up in my life. Okay? All the time. Every day. Okay? Because I pay attention, I'm aware, and I'd rather be happy, peaceful, and enjoy sitting here watching my TV all day than to be stressed out, angry, and mad like most of the people I see out here in this world. Thank you very much. Anyway, I am Lyric Lamore. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Shock. And see you next week. Holla. Bye.